With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden's catastrophic and ultimately deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was a poorly planned, ill-timed, and disorganized affair. That's the congressional testimony of two generals who oversaw the operation. Former Joint Chiefs Chair, now retired General Mark Milley, says that for one thing, the NEO, it's the mandatory evacuation order for American civilians, arrived too late.
The fundamental mistake, fundamental flaw, was the timing of the State Department call of the NEO. I think that was too slow and too late.
Milley and General Frank McKenzie say the Biden team ignored military recommendations that at least 2,500 troops be kept on the ground to maintain order. If ever there was a blowout primary win, this is it. Trump-endorsed U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Marino has won the three-way Ohio Republican primary in a landslide. Also at SRNNews.com, the on-again, off-again arrest and deportation of illegal aliens by the state of Texas is off again. Just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court said the Texas law could be enforced, pending a ruling by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, that latter court decided to block the law once again.
The appeals court put the law on hold ahead of scheduled oral arguments today, and it's not clear how quickly the next decision might come. Under the Texas law that was put on hold, once defendants are in custody on illegal entry charges, they can agree to a judge's order to leave the U.S. or face prosecution.
Correspondent Donna Warder. Heavy fighting rages around the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital, day two of the Israeli military raid aimed at rooting out Hamas terrorists. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 12 points. NASDAQ futures off 10 points. S&P futures 4 points lower. This is SRN News. The influence of religion in this country is fading.
That's what most Americans say. According to the latest poll from the Pew Research Center, 80% of the general population believes that the role of faith in public life is diminishing. And that's the highest percentage of people who think that since Pew started asking 22 years ago. The poll also reveals that a majority of respondents believe it is a bad thing, that the influence of religion is on the wane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another religious conflict is stirring in Israel in response to the question of whether ultra-Orthodox Jews should be required to serve in the military. Chief Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef has told reporters that if they force us to go into the army, we'll all go abroad. The forcefulness of the declaration is new, especially coming in the midst of a war. And Yosef is a spiritual advisor to the Shas Party, an important partner in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition. This is SRN News. Israel not ruling out the existence of terror tunnels beneath West Bank settlements. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel's security echelon is focusing its attention on finding terror tunnels beneath the West Bank. The structures under the Gaza Strip are formidable obstacles as they allow terrorist forces to move around in secrecy and inflict large numbers of casualties, often ambushing Israeli troops seeking to neutralize them. Although tunnels beneath the West Bank have not yet been discovered, officials believe the success of the elaborate arrays of tunnels beneath Gaza and Hezbollah-infested areas of South Lebanon make the use of them in the West Bank a natural conclusion. Terrorist groups have commandeered massive amounts of cement and other building materials intended for humanitarian use to build infrastructure miles long. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.